AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As the U.S. presidential candidates continue reaching out to voters in their final week of campaigning, there's already litigation over ballots. Our Norman Hall reports on a Pennsylvania request to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Republicans asked the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency order in Pennsylvania. At issue are provisional ballots cast by Pennsylvania voters whose mail ballots are rejected for not following technical procedures in state law. The state high court ruled that election officials must count provisional ballots.
Virginia officials were ordered to put back some 1,600 voters they purged from registration rolls. They're appealing that to the nation's highest court. Some star power for Vice President Kamala Harris. Former President Obama in Pittsburgh joined by the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
I want a president who reveres the Constitution, who does not threaten but wants to protect and guide our great democracy, who believes in the rule of law and the peaceful transfer of power.
While Trump advisor Alina Hobb rallied supporters in Atlanta.
Georgia, you people love God. You are people of faith and you are people of hope, just like we are on Team Trump.
The Pentagon says North Korean troops are in Russia. Here's our Sagar Magani.
We believe that the DPRK has sent around 10,000 soldiers into...
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. is now more worried. Russia intends to either use those soldiers in combat or to support combat operations in the Kursk region.
There's another lawsuit filed against Sean Diddy Combs, accusing him of drugging and sexually abusing a 10-year-old boy. Iowa health officials are investigating the death of a person who contracted the rare Lassa fever disease. This is AP News. An actor who took part in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot will spend some time in jail.
An actor known for his roles in the television comedies Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development has been sentenced to 1 year in prison for his part in the mob's attack on the U.S. Capitol nearly 4 years ago. Jay Johnston joined other rioters in a heave-ho push against police officers guarding a tunnel entrance to the Capitol during the January 6th, 2021 riot. Johnston expressed regret for his conduct before being sentenced to 1 year and 1 day behind bars. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pepsi says it's closing a Chicago bottling plant, saying the decision was difficult, but the 60-year-old building has physical limitations. The Teamsters Union says about 150 workers will be laid off. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save.